praise of God. The program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Jeremiah chapter 6, calling this series The Path, because we're talking about the path. He said, ask for the old paths. And I hope you'll join us today as we consider His Word together. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. These are just a little notebook that fits into your pocket, a shirt pocket, fits into your purse or a Bible case, whatever you may be carrying. It's a great little tool to be able to write down prayer requests. I love to take mine to church with me, and when people say, pray for me, I can pull it out, write it down right then, and remember to pray for them, and then be able to go back and mark how God has answered those prayers. I think it will be a blessing to you. The prayer journals are absolutely free. All you have to do is write to us. There are a couple of ways you can do that. First of all, through our website at considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll see a link that says Contact Us. Simply click on that, send us an address where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll get the prayer journal out to you just as quick as we can. Now, you can also simply email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. That's considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or, as many do, you can just simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I look forward to hearing from you. And I want to mention again, because I don't know what it is. It just keeps happening to us. As people write to us, they'll tell us where they're hearing the program, and then they don't send us an address. We really need that address if you want to receive your prayer journal. So make sure you include that. All right, let's get to our passage of Scripture in Jeremiah chapter 6. You know, as we read the context of this passage of Scripture, it's a little depressing and it's a little disheartening. But in the midst of it all, we see hope. And we're going to spend more time talking about that today, the hope that we see down in verse 16. Now, let me read the whole passage of Scripture so that what I'm saying makes a little bit better sense. So I'm going to start reading in Jeremiah 6. I'm going to start reading at verse 10. He said, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband and the wife shall be taken, the aged with them that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together, for I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of my daughter, of my people, slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Do you see their rebellion against God? I'll tell you, in many ways, I feel like as I read this passage of Scripture that I'm reading about our culture today. We go back when he says that they just will not listen. The Word of God is a reproach. Do you know to how many people the Word of God is offensive? He said that they have no delight in the Word of God. They don't care about the Word of God. They don't believe the Word of God. They don't want to hear it. And then they said, when God says, I have a way, they said, we don't want to hear it. When God said, listen, I'll send a warning, they said, we won't listen. And in the midst of all of this rebellion against God and this wanton sin against God and open rebellion, God said, there's a way, that there is a path to walk in. And he said, there you'll find rest for your souls. I'll tell you, this was not good, and it was not a good time. And they were trying to give them a false hope. We find that false hope back in verse 13, or pardon me, it's in verse 14, when he said, they have healed also the hurt of my daughter, of my people, slightly. It means superficially, just kind of covering it over, trying to give a false hope, saying peace, peace, when there was no peace. It was total rebellion against God. And yet, in all of that, he gives us a little bit of hope. When finally, in verse 16, he said, thus saith the Lord. First of all, stand in the ways and see. Here we see a divine pause. Let's slow down a minute. God calls his people to stop rushing around and to stand still, to slow down. See what you're doing. See where you are in our relationship with him. And he said, and then reflect on that. I mentioned this last week, that the word see is actually a word of reflection. He said, stand in the ways. He's talking about, go stand on the street corner. Go look where the people are and look around and see what's going on. But also look at yourself. Take a look in the mirror and take stock of your own heart and of your own life. Ask yourself, am I right with God? Am I as right with God as I want to be? Sadly, many are. Am I really born again? Am I really saved? And not asking the question to challenge your salvation, but to get confidence in your salvation. Look in that mirror. Am I obeying the Word of God? Am I serving God with all of my heart? You know, James, over in James chapter 1, made a similar comparison when he talked about taking a look at your own self. Over in James chapter 1, he tells us to, when we look at the Word of God and don't do what it says, we're like one that's looking at a mirror, and then he just kind of goes his way. Let's go over and look at it for a moment. This is actually in James chapter 1. Beginning in verse 22, he said, be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass, looking at himself in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, into the word of God, and continueth therein, He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So he's saying, take a look. Look at yourself. Am I serving God with all my heart? Do I love him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind? It's so important that we take that moment to just be still. And not only consider the world that we live in, but also our own heart. That we be still. Psalm 46:10, he said, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and recognize his presence with you in that moment. Be still and know his power. Job 37:14, Job said, hearken to this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Be still and know God's work. Be still and know God's will and his desire for you. Stand still and seek his direction before just launching out on your own. Ephesians 5:17 says, wherefore, being not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So it's time for us to be still and know God. Be still and take a look at yourself. Back in Jeremiah, he said, stand ye in the ways and see, and then ask for the old paths. Here we see a timeless inquiry. The paths of the faithful. The paths of the faithfulness, like Abraham. The Bible says, who believed God and was imputed unto him for righteousness. As for the old paths of Joseph, who just trusted the Lord. The study of Joseph is an amazing study. How no matter what came at him, Joseph just kept serving the Lord. In the end, when his brothers were afraid that maybe he was going to find some retribution or lash out against them, he said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And he saw his own self in God's hand. Or what about Hezekiah that brought great revival in the land? So many examples of the old paths, the paths of faith that they found, the path of obedience that they found in serving the Lord. But then he says, ask for that good way. Here we find a clear direction. He says, ask for the old paths. You say, I believe that old path is found in Jesus Christ himself. It's a path of faith, of trusting God. And he sent his son to die on the cross. He loved you so much, he sent his son to die for your sin so that you could have eternal life. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. All roads don't lead to heaven. There's only one path, and that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, trying to find your own way and thinking that you have your own way. You know, I heard it again this morning. Somebody was saying, I'm making my own way. I'm finding my own way. Now, your own way is a way that leads to destruction. Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. We've got to stop here. I hope you'll join us next week as we continue to consider his word.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. Sometimes pressures just
us too hard.